Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. Let's go with the Apostle Paul into the closing moments of not only his sermon, but the entire pastor's conference at Ephesus with the leaders from Miletus. Acts chapter 20, verse 33, and we'll read through the end of the chapter. I've coveted no one's silver or gold or apparel. Yes, you yourselves know that these hands have provided for my necessities and for those who were with me. I have shown you in every way by laboring like this that you must support the weak. And remember the words of the Lord Jesus that he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. And when he had said these things, he knelt down and prayed with them all. Then they all wept freely and fell on Paul's neck and kissed him, sorrowing most of all for the words which he spoke, that they would see his face no more, and they accompanied him to the ship. Now, first, it's interesting and beautiful that Paul has surrounded himself with people who love him. And if you've noticed through our journey in the book of Acts, that's been rare. Paul's been surrounded by people who oppose him, who hate him. He's always had two or three companions who respected him, and even then he would lose them from time to time. And he's finally surrounded himself with people who love and respect him. And it's very important that you find places in your life. I don't mean you got to be around this every second of every day. Adversity is good. Struggle is fine. But you need to find places and moments in your life where you are around people who celebrate you instead of tolerate you. And if we're not careful, we'll find ourselves around the toleration instead of the celebration. We need some times of celebration. It's very important to us that we be surrounded by this. And I think it's beautiful that Paul finally finds it in Acts 20. He's been sort of the vagabond, the outsider. And if you've, I think in this journey through Acts, you've felt that the same as I have. And now this beautiful moment of his friends laying their hands on him and praying for him. And he says, look, I've done most of this myself. I've worked with my own hands to provide for my own ministry team. But I did it so that you would remember that the weak need supported. Not only, I think, does he do it so they'll remember that people need supported, but he also did it so they'd have funds to support the weak. He said, I have a job. I'm able to provide for most of my necessities. I want you to provide for the weak. I want you to provide for those that can't provide for themselves. And then he quotes Jesus in verse 35. It's more blessed to give than to receive. And I don't know if you're aware of this, but this is not found in the Gospels. Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. This is probably just a statement that has been passed down from the disciples, from the original 11 who walked with him and from those who knew Jesus when he was on the earth. And that statement has been passed down, but no one ever wrote it down in any of the Gospels. And perhaps it's why Luke writes it down in the book of Acts, because they didn't have a written record of this statement, but it was widely believed by the early church. It was said by Jesus. Paul quotes it, not questioning whether it was written or spoken by Jesus, but stating it as a fact. Remember the words of the Lord Jesus that he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. So in the way Paul says it, it must have been a very common phrase. Now it's went down into our vernacular as a statement by Jesus, and we do this because we trust the author Luke, we trust the Apostle Paul, and most importantly, we trust the Holy Spirit who passed it down through generations. So we don't have any other chapter and verse but Acts 20, 35, in which we see Jesus say, it is more blessed to give than to receive. But it has been probably one of the most important mantras of giving that we've used in the New Covenant Church, that it is more blessed to give than to receive. And I think anyone who has ever given and who has ever received agrees. There is something about giving that is even more blessed than receiving. We'll pick up and begin chapter 21 tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.